Pictures, you know, TBA.
Yeah. TBA. I do know that guy.
Yeah. Thomas B. Adams.
He's getting
right?
a lot of work.
Yeah.
He is. He's good. Okay,
he's
good
like,
stuff.
He's like Wilbur Wood.
Wilbur Wood.
Yes. That's
good.
The 70s.
That's a good one.
So tell us, Tori, who's pitching in the next 3 games?
Yeah, so Castellanos will pitch for us tomorrow. I was going to fill you in on the TBA. And you know, we were just doing our due diligence and trying to figure out who and you know, what situation we could put ourselves in to win the baseball game tomorrow. Cassie's throwing the ball well for us. We know what he's able to do. He can land pitches in all different areas. So we're looking forward to watching him go to work tomorrow.
I assume that a lot of starters giving you some decent length for what you expect with the pitch count allowed you to stay away from having to go to him in the pen.
Correct.
Move
correct. We feel like we're through that transition phase where the starters are now built up to 85, 90, 95 pitches. Some are close to 100. And I don't really like to go over that 100 pitch limit. I think we've done a good job of that here. So, we have our starters that are ready and stretched out. Cassie might be a little bit behind that, but he's still built up quite a ways. And that was kind of the reason why we sent out a little bit of our length. And Corbin Martin, one of the reasons why he was here was to give us coverage in case somebody was clipped short in one of their outings. So, but we're transitioning through that whole phase of our starters trying to get stretched out. We're pretty close.
So Zach went 66 last time. I assume he could go 80, 85.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's right in that pitch, right in that range. Exactly. We'll consider the up downs and the amount of stress per inning too.
Sure. Is Castellanos a permanent part of the rotation then?
No, I wouldn't say that. But we're gonna, you know, we want to challenge everybody to go out there and continue to be the best versions of themselves. And certainly, we feel Cassie's ready for this.
You kind of talk about maybe finding your hitting groove and mm-hmm. Putting some runs on the board and what it felt like to maybe have that burden lifted a little.
Yeah, you know, it was the Sergio Alcantara sac fly that got us scoring. Was the first run of our 11 in game 3, and I felt like that let the wind out of the sail, or let the wind out of the balloon a little bit, where everybody kind of exhaled and said, okay, we're here, we're good, and we're going to be able to do our thing. And we put up 10 more runs, so I think there's an approach thought. I think everybody had a good approach. It was more of a mindset rather than a conclusion to where they were trying to hit the baseball. The hitting coach did a really good job. So we're in a good spot. And it's not wind out of the balloon, it's air out of the balloon, right? Sorry about that.
Was that game an example of hitting being contagious?
I think so. And we picked up the next day. You know, we scored a run in each of the first 2 innings. We had, I think, first and second, or even the bases loaded early in that game as well. So I feel like it is very contagious, and you just need one guy to get on the bus and start driving it, and the rest will usually follow. So in this case, it was that I felt like that one sacrifice fly, after a lot of conversations with the hitting coaches that explained it looked more of a mindset. Our swings are fine. Let's get the pitch we're looking for and maybe change the direction a little bit and execute rather than do damage.
Tori, with Nick, obviously he's good enough to come back. Mm-hmm. How do you plan on using him?
Yeah, fair, very fair question. Nicky was built up to 42, 45 at-bats. We felt like that was pretty close to a normal spring training workload. But still, I want to be mindful of what he's been going through to get to this point. He's been working real, real hard. So he'll play today. I'll see how he feels tomorrow. And you know, he's not going to play every day early on. I got to be very, very careful with him. He's an important piece of our infield puzzle.
You said you would vote that he would have a minor league rehab start. Looks like you lost your vote.
Right.
What about that scenario?
Yeah. I obviously have a seat at the table, right? And I gave my input. But I think Nicky let us know that he was ready to go. And we trust him. We feel like that with the 42 at-bats, that was a good build-up. Like I said, it was close to the spring training number. And you know, getting him here was real important to everybody, but mostly Nicky. He wanted to return to this team and be a part of it. So he was pounding the table. We listened to what he said, and we listened to our athletes, some more than others, considering what they're saying and what they're going through. But Nick knows himself very well, and we felt like it was the right call.
Perdomo, Jerry.
Jerry, yeah.
Other than obviously switching on and off with Nick at short, will he play any third base?
Yes. He'll get some reps at third, and he'll get some reps at second base, yes. I like the infield mixture that we have right now. You know, there are a lot of interchanging parts there, and they all pick up a baseball. They all play at a fast pace.
Has he ever played third before?
He has not. He has not. But he can do it. He'll be just fine. I just came in from watching. He was just getting ready to start taking ground balls at third base, but he'll be fine.
Is the transition from shortstop to third one of the less difficult or least difficult ones to make in the infield?
Yeah, I would think so. I think so. It's the left side of the diamond, same bat angle. And if you got good feet and dance with the baseball, you're going to be able to play third base. He's doing that at shortstop. He's got great sight lines to the ball, and he moves well with the baseball. So mostly the difference between third and short is angles, drop step, closing the gap on choppers. Those are just reads and reps, and he's going to need to spend some time doing that. He'll be fine.
Is that flexibility to play third part of the reason that you didn't send him back down to get more consistent at bats in the minors?
Yeah, I felt like he was going to be able to get enough reps here. Great question. Those are discussions that we're having here because if Perdomo's going to be sitting on the bench in the big leagues, that's not going to do him any good for his development or his chance to help this big league team, our big league team, win baseball games. But I think in us making the statement that we're going to keep him here, he's going to find himself on the field. Where and how much, I'm not sure yet. But he's going to play short when Nicky needs days off. He's going to play third, and he's going to play second when Cantel needs a day off. And he's going to find himself playing enough that he's not going to be missing time developing.
And then with Nick coming back, do you have any update on Jordan Lovewell when he's coming back?
I do. So Jordan, not when he's going to come back. He's feeling very good. He had 5 at-bats, played 5 innings in the field today. And you know, we're hoping that there's something early next week where he shows up here and he's starting to help us win baseball games. So, but he's got to do a couple more things, check a couple more boxes. But he's in a real good spot. Josh Rojas is getting ready to take some live at-bats off live pitching. I think that'll happen in a couple of days, if I can remember correctly, with a targeted, with an eye on the following days after that, getting him into a game. So he's progressing very nicely. Luke Weaver played catch out to 60 feet. He'll play catch out to 60 feet tomorrow. And who am I missing? J.B. Bukowskis also played catch out to 60 feet today.
Can you talk about Matt Davidson a little bit? He's a guy that's been through a lot, minor league-wise, major league-wise.
Yeah.
He's kind of a journeyman. How he can be an influence on the younger guys? Maybe
He's really easy to root for. He's been around a lot. He's had success at the big league level. And then, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a dose of humble pie for him to have to go back to the minor leagues, and he went down and excelled and pushed his way back to the big leagues. So, you know, talk about getting off on the right foot. He hits a home run in his first at-bat. It was a beautiful feeling for him, and it was fun for all of us to watch. You know, I'm not going to ask Matt to do anything other than lead by example. He's got a lot going on. He needs to come in here and continue to prove himself, and I want that to be his main focus. And just do everything you possibly can today to help us win a baseball game. And I think he's more of a leader by example. I think he's going to go out there and do enough of the right things that everybody's going to see that he's a good baseball player, and he's got a certain head on his shoulders that's allowing him to persevere. So that's all I'd want to ask him. But it was a great moment for all of us yesterday to watch that come full circle. I sat down with Matt during the offseason when he was considering signing with us, and I sat down there for about 45 minutes, an hour, and I got a chance to know him a little bit. So it was a long runway for me, and for me to watch him at a home run his first at bat, it was a pretty good feeling for me as well.
Sorry, one more back on Jordan. Do you think putting him out on a rehab assignment or straight from all over again?
Good question. He's accumulating a lot of at bats as well. He had a number of at bats in spring training. You know, I just, so you guys know, I'm in favor of a rehab assignment just for the simple fact that you get in your car, you go to the ballpark. It's just the routine of the timing routine of your day. And then you go home, you put your head on the pillow, and you do it again the next day. But we have that resource here at Salt River. I think the guys do a good job with that. And as long as you're getting the at-bats and they feel good, I'll check off on that. So I don't know what the plan is. It hasn't been discussed as of yet. but I think he's very ready. He could probably turn around today and start playing for us today, but we're going to check a couple more boxes.
You have quite the roster crunch coming up in the next couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. I know that the team's already shown performance matters a bit more this year and how you handle those moves. How is that being communicated with the players, and how acutely aware are they of the roster crunch that's incoming and how their performance is going to determine things?
Yeah. It's a different vibe this year. You got to perform, or else there's going to be somebody that's chomping on your heels to take your job. And I think that's just innate. The players feel that. They sense that. They can see that we've already made several moves, and there's good baseball players waiting in the wings. I don't need to say a lot about that. What I try to do is make them understand what their role is and what my expectations are, and all they got to do is meet their own personal expectations without trying to exceed what they're capable of doing. And hopefully get the best version of them at that point. But yeah, I don't mind competition. Last year, I think we lacked that. I think guys were very comfortable here, and I have no problem with what's going on here right now. You got to go out there and perform. It's the nature of the beast.
Do you have any update on Booker's hamstring?
Just what I heard walking in here, I know he's 2.5 weeks away, right? I know that's a big loss, but I haven't had a chance to reach out to Monty. It's playoff time. I try to stay out of his way. That culture is in good shape. Somebody will step up. I don't know how Chris Paul said it, but they said, how are you going to replace Devin Booker? And I think he said, nobody has to replace him. We just got to be ourselves. So I think that's a good lesson for all of us. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
When is the run?
Tomorrow.